The Michigan League for Human Services is a nonprofit, nonpartisan, statewide policy and advocacy organization, and they say they're dedicated to ensuring that Michigan's low-income residents achieve economic security. On the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line is Michigan League for Human Services President and CEO Gilda Jacobs. Gilda, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming on the radio. There is a new Labor Day report out. More than half the jobless search 6 months or longer for new jobs. Oh, my goodness. That's a long time.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
And I think one of the interesting parts about this was that African-American unemployment rose in Michigan, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, there really are a lot of takeaways. You know, we could look at this report and wring our hands and, you know, throw stones, or we could say, how do we translate this? How do we interpret this to changing policy in the state? And I think that's really what we need to do. This is yet another indication of the immediacy, the urgency of going in and kind of taking some corrective action, you know, in our budget and in our investments. One of the things that we know is that you know, our unemployment insurance benefits were cut back from 26 to 20 weeks. You know, the idea was that it is less burdensome on employers. The problem is it really doesn't change the insolvency of the unemployment insurance problem. You know, that needs to be attacked, but there is really a huge hardship to families who now have a lot less money to spend in local economies, and that leads to even further job losses. So I think our legislature needs to go in and take a look about maybe changing that. You know, then we have a situation where we have to really raise the skills and the skill set of low-skilled workers. There are so many people that need basic skill instruction in things like math, reading, and English. And that needs to be part of this workforce development strategy. And honestly, I am hopeful that the governor is going to be including that when he makes his workforce development message in November. But if you take a look at sort of the disinvestment that we've had in higher ed and community colleges and even K-12, that is so counterintuitive to trying to create a more highly skilled workforce. So I think this is a time for our policymakers to sit back and say, wow, let's take a look at some of these statistics that are coming out, and what are we going to do to, you know, to move the needle? We can't wait 10 years for, you know, kind of trickle-down legislation to work. We have problems today.
All right, Gilda, as we speak, there are jobs out there. There are high-tech jobs. There are these clusters that are popping up all over the state for these high-tech jobs. But we have people who are unemployed, and we don't have a way to train them. We certainly, I guess, don't have the funds or the programming in place. We're told that the incentives that business has been granted will help create new jobs. So it's kind of like a vicious circle. All right, we've got the foundation for these businesses to create the infrastructure for hiring and to hire, but you have a large unemployed workforce out there that needs to be retrained, yet at this point in time we don't have the money to train them, so where do we find the money?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We cut business taxes by, some people say 83%, some 86%, a lot. We cut business taxes a lot. It's really too bad we really didn't put an incentive in there to say, we'll cut your business taxes if you, you know, hire an intern like Teresa, if you increase the wages of your employees, and if you add and train new people to join your company. We didn't do that. So there is money available if we want to, or we can make money available if we want to use it and prioritize it.
Well, why weren't those stipulations put in? Was it because our legislators weren't smart enough, or did they not want to handcuff business?
I think it's probably you didn't want to handcuff businesses. I mean, the folks that passed this legislation, really believe in if you cut taxes, you know, they will come. I mean, that's the mantra, and you know, we knew, we asked folks in the administration, how many new jobs are you going to create with this? And nobody really could, you know, quantify that. They said, well, we want to increase the business climate. But if you look nationally around in other states, low business taxes is not the driving force to increase an economy. It's really how educated your workforce is. But the problem is there are sort of these philosophical divides and philosophical ideologies that some folks have in Lansing, and this is one of them, that, you know, cutting taxes is going to cure the world. And taxes is just, as I said, just a small part of what we need to look at to build a healthier, stronger state.
All right. Really appreciate your time, Gilda. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Thanks, Tony.